sounds like, and at that time, I guess we can revisit it, but as for this piece of property right now, I think the motion on the floor is for a is to change it to ag for these 3 acres. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime I can help you, let me know.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
I've been down here for 100 years and haven't got sold yet. Thank you all very much.
Have a great afternoon.
Whatever you can do to help the city of Branson with the homeless or whatever you want to call them, it's got to be done.
I think they're trying to address that.
Yeah. They're our main culprit for Susan, too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Davis, what do you have?
I have three cases, 150, 140, and 130 Chateau Ridge.
I can give you the property ID numbers.
Looks like 16, 17, and 19. Oh, that's, I'm sorry. Are you representing the Benbows, Fredericks?
Yes, so the two Frederick families and one Benbow family.
Which numbers are these? 20?
16, 17, and 19.
Chateau Ridge.
So Keith and Marilyn Frederick at 150 Chateau Ridge, Andrew and Catherine Benbow at 140.
This isn't supposed to be till Friday. I didn't bring anything.
It's on today's agenda.
I don't have it on today's agenda.
Okay, well, I think maybe we can,
it's on the first.
Whether it is, I mean, he's got a notice and we've got it on the agenda, but I think it's the same issue as last year. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, just simply the classification.
We don't have an answer from the State Tax Commission yet on what we did last year, so they may blow us up, and I don't know. But basically, it's the same issue on the assessment and whether or not it can be commercial.
Yep. Okay. So whether it's the properties are all used as nightly rentals some nights of the year, and the question is, should they be taxed as residential or taxed as commercial?
Sure. Go ahead.
So I'll start with the 130 Chateau Ridge. That's owned by Benjamin and Marion Frederick. Property ID number is 18-2.0-10-001-004-001.003. For Benjamin and Marion Frederick, this is the if they own any other nightly rentals, I'm not aware of it in Taney County. I think this is maybe their only nightly rental in Taney County. But I know that the board has given a tax break, saying if a person owns multiple nightly rentals, they give a tax break to unit number one.
Correct.
So for Benjamin and Marion, they don't have a tax break on any if they own any other nightly rentals. They don't have tax breaks on them, so this could be treated as unit number one in terms of nightly rentals.
Sure.
For Benjamin and Marion. And then same on 140 Chateau Ridge for Andrew and Catherine. If they own any other nightly rentals, I'm not aware of it. This could be the 140 Chateau Ridge could be treated as unit number one for Andrew and Catherine. When it comes to Keith and Marilyn Fredericks, nightly rental, the 150 Chateau Ridge. They do own other nightly rentals in Taney County through LLCs, so they don't own them directly in their own names, but they do have ownership stake in other nightly rentals through limited liability companies. And one of those LLCs already has a tax break, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
So here's my argument why I think that residential is the correct classification.
The property, even when rented out, is used or intended to be used for residential living by human occupants. I don't know if you can read that. Here's the actual excerpt from the definition of 137.016, which defines what residential property is.
Thanks.
So even when it's being rented out, it still is being used for residential living by human occupants. Question is, does it fall under the transient housing exception? So there's a carve-out that says, well, if it's transient housing, then it can be reclassified as a commercial category. So that brings us to the question, what's transient housing? That's defined somewhere else. So if you want to fall under the transient housing exception, it has to be a place that offers taxable service at retail under 144.020 subsection 6. For whatever reason, in its wisdom, the Missouri legislature said only housing that falls under this subsection qualifies as the transient housing.
Where does it say transient housing here?
Oh, it doesn't use the word transient housing here, but in the definition of residential property, it has a carve-out. It says if it's
right.
Transient housing,
it means all rooms available for rent or lease.
Yep. Okay. If it's that such rooms are subject to state sales tax pursuant to subsection 6 of 144.020.
Okay, and that's 144?
That's right.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
You look at this language and you reference this other statute, this other taxing statute, to see what it's talking about.
Can I ask?
Yes.
And do each of your clients pay state sales tax to the state for when they rent it?
I don't know. My position is they're not required to. Because to have to pay state sales tax, you have to render what's called, quote, a taxable service at retail. And we've got a case from the Missouri Supreme Court called Tatson, T-A-T-S-O-N, versus Director of Revenue, 456 Southwest 3rd, 43, 2015. I referenced this in my brief. I filed briefs with my... And the Supreme Court of Missouri, it was a gym in the city of Joplin, like a physical workout gym, in the city of Joplin being rented. And the Supreme Court said, well, just renting a physical space is not a taxable service at retail because they're just... That's all, you're just making the space available. And so you never get to a taxable service at retail if no actual services are being offered. And the Supreme Court of Missouri has said just renting space is not a service. If their property is going to be taxable, they've got to offer some kind of service to people, maybe a tour guide, maybe some other service, or they've got to offer food or drink, but they don't offer any meals, no food. When you rent one of these houses, you just rent the whole house, and that's it. You just go into it. No services, no food, no meals.
Just out of curiosity, did you also, on the cases we had last year, were you in front of the tax commission with the same thing?
I haven't been in yet, because the tax commission is very bogged down. Our hearing is set for later this fall. So from last year's DOE appeal, we don't have a hearing on that before the tax commission until this fall.
Oh. Yeah.
The part about the transient housing, though, that was addressed by the Missouri Supreme Court, and that whole deal here where you're talking about renting to humans and all that, that's addressed, that they're supposed to be collecting tax because it's a motel room is what it is.
I don't have the cases in front of me, of course, so I'm just... Yeah, anyway, go ahead, Tim.
Well, there is a case where there was a Marriott hotel, and the Marriott said, we're running the residence.
I remember that.
And the Supreme Court said, well, this Marriott hotel is not running the residence. It's an actual hotel.
Correct. Yeah. I do remember that case from last year.
But I'm saying, my guy's single-family home that just gets rented in its entirety is not a hotel. It doesn't fall under the definition of a motel under the Branson zoning, under Taney County zoning, under the fire code. It's a totally different structure.
So, I mean, your position is if they offered one taxable service, then they no longer fall under this. In other words, if they had some other service, then
that's right.
It's like a hotel, is what you're saying.
If they offer meals, maybe they say we'll provide breakfast for you, then they fall under. Or if they provide,
is this the basis of trying to distinguish it from a motel or a hotel?
Well, the number of rooms. So it's there's more that goes into a hotel than just offering food and drink.
I mean, I understand. I think you're trying to carve out this exception for the residential rental. I understand. Okay. I'm just trying to follow the argument, I guess.
So the argument I make is, as long as all my clients do is just rent this one unit, just one group at a time, no individual, they're not individual hotel rooms, and absolutely zero services, then we don't fall under the subsection 6, so we don't fall under the transient housing carve-out.
Understand.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about like a wedding venue? Is that?
I think wedding venue, I believe, falls under this because they're offering service of. I assume they're offering services. I don't know what wedding venues do, but I assume they offer.
But a large part of this seems to kind of set back on this, on the case that you're talking about, where the Supreme Court said just renting a space. So a large part of that has to do with that case. So it's a question probably ultimately whether or not, I suppose after your argument up there, they probably aren't going to make a decision. If they've still got cases slated under the same issue, because you indicated you were still waiting, there were some other ones that have already been argued up there. It sounds like we don't even have an answer.
Right. They've already heard 3 or 4, and we have more coming up for these same things. I do know that Stone County is 100% commercial for everything, for nightly rentals.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, it sounds like to me.
Yeah. But the carve-out in the statute is for timeshares and for bed and breakfast. You can have 6 rooms for rent if you live there and it's your bed and breakfast. But other than that, they're saying no, according to the statute. That's why we went to 100%.
Let me do this, Tim. I want you to go ahead and finish if you've got anything else.
That was my presentation.
Okay. Go ahead.
I feel like that's new information right there. If I can say it's separate than your Oxford comma of last year that we were.
No, that's the same exact.
The Oxford comma is a little separate than that.
I'll show it. It's there's no comma there.
I felt like the Oxford comma was a little bit short, lacking. But that is interesting difference in the transient housing and then providing the service in that regard. So out of the 3 that you're asking talking about here, it's kind of confusing because you have the different Fredericks. The one on ending in 003, Benjamin and Marion,
right,
only have one.
That's right.
Sounds like Keith and Marilyn have more than one, and they're already getting their, I hate to say, tax break because it's their property and it's their money, so we're not there is no break involved. Then the Benbows are they...
As far as he knows, Benbo and the last Frederick only have one.
Okay.
As far as he knows.
And are they getting their, it's the ruling is 25% commercial, 75% residential if they have one, or they designate that one. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the assessor, why aren't they getting their, why isn't that 25%?
They already do get that, don't they? I assume, based on our decision last year, that that's what they'd be classified as.
Anything that you put in the system is in there. But I will tell you, because the ones that we're supposed to be doing today, you've got 2 on here where they reverted back to like 100% when I don't think they should be. We didn't touch them. But when we did the several mass motions and you did this and then you pulled back for this, some things didn't change the way they were supposed to. We tried to catch them, but some we couldn't.
Well, I think all we really need to do is to you're asking for completely residential, I understand that. And as you probably suspect, we're going to, at least I'm only 1 of 3, we're going to stand by our decision from last year until this is decided by the State Tax Commission. And obviously that's just my opinion. I would move that that's what we do in this case, is that these fall under the same decision we made last year with respect to the rental of these properties.